This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then we need to improve our worship of Allah. If the masajid have been restricted, now you're at home, make sure you fulfill your salah on time. Perhaps when Allah sees that you're taking more time to fulfill your sujood and your ruku' and you're crying to Allah and you're reading your Quran, He might become pleased with us and eradicate whatever calamity has befallen us so that the masajid will be open once again because He loves the way we worship Him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. There are restrictions not only in our countries here in Southern Africa, but there are restrictions across the globe in so many countries. I heard about the UK with some very, very stringent measures they've put in place. This would apply to them too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. Increase your ibadah. Increase your charity. As-sadaqatu tutfi'ul bala. When you're charitable, it will extinguish calamity. So a charity is like a fire extinguisher. And the more you give, the more likelihood there is of that calamity being extinguished, because calamity is like a fire. My beloved brothers and sisters, charity begins at home, and charity is not only monetary. Remember that. Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqa. The Prophet ﷺ talks about how the expressions on your face can become an act of charity. To smile at the face of your brother is an act of charity. If my brothers and sisters, smiling at someone who's just your brother in faith is an act of charity, what about smiling at your own spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, your relatives? Subhanallah, it might be difficult sometimes with a few misconceptions that have occurred or a few differences that have occurred between you and your family members, but still be kind. Remember, these might just be your last days on earth. So we will give out the charity. We will take time in worshiping Allah. We will increase the ways that we worship Allah. If I was only fulfilling salah, I will begin to fulfill not just my farad, but my sunnah and nafil as well. I will take my time in my prayer. If I used to take 5 minutes for farad, I will now try, endeavor to take a little bit longer in order to worship Allah more. The number of sujood you are going to make for Allah is already written. You do not know. You might only have 20 or 40 remaining. Or this might be your last prayer. People are dying and passing away of sudden heart attacks. Calamity has befallen a lot. Just prepare for the day you're going to meet with Allah and you won't regret. Don't sit back and say, well, whatever Allah has written is already going to happen. He's written heaven and hell and He knows where I'm going to go. So what's the point of me worshipping? That is similar to a person who's not taking precautions. He's claiming that Allah already knows, Allah has already destined things. Why should you take precautions? Well, for the same reason that you need to do deeds, even though Allah already knows whether you're going to Jannah or Jahannam. Subhanallah. Because you don't know. So Allah expects you to work towards something. And then He will open the doors of that because you're working towards it. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive towards us, who strive in our path, in our cause, who strive to come to us, we will open for them the doors that lead to us, the doors of guidance. We will guide them to those doors. So you need to utilize your energies in the right direction. My brothers and sisters, similarly, we need to make amends when it comes to the difficulties we have faced and the differences we have faced with our family members and others. Seek forgiveness from people. It's very important. Just like you're seeking forgiveness from Allah, just like you're increasing your ibadah, just like you're giving charity, just like you're promising to quit sin, you also need to definitely seek forgiveness from those whom you've wronged. Make peace with them. Don't say to yourself that I'm going to leave this for the day of judgment. You be the bigger person. Go out and seek forgiveness. You never know what might happen on the day of judgment. You might be the one who's wrong. Subhanallah. So don't leave it for that. An intelligent person is one who sorts his matters out here on earth before he goes to the hereafter.